I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
How long would you guys say you go on, like, before throwing them away, one pair of underwear?
Ooh, I'm going through this dilemma right now. It can go years.
Years, right?
Yeah, until they get holes in them.
Okay, I really agree with that answer.
Women don't get holes in their underwear.
Oh, they don't?
Nope.
Why'd you say it so matter-of-factly like that? Like you, Austin. Oh, they don't?
Because...
we do not get holes in our underwear.
That's because they already come with holes. They're like already lacy and all of that.
Technically, so do ours.
Technically.
Well, they do. Yep. That's actually
That's
true.
A good point.
Good technicality. I don't know. It's something about...
So you don't sit here and tell me that you have underwear from like college.
Maybe not college.
Wait, what?
I don't think I could fit into my underwear from college. My underwear were stolen in college anyway. They were.
That
right?
Sounds like the... Are you sure you didn't just watch a lot of 80s movies?
Yeah, wait
no,
a minute.
They were stolen out of the dryer. I went and did a load of laundry in our building, and I came back, and all my bras and underwear were gone.
Classic sure? Panty raid.
Wait, or just classic case of Mel just opening up the wrong dryer.
No.
Yeah, what are the odds of that? That actually... No. It's like 50-50.
Meanwhile, I if we went to that dryer right now, her underwear would still be in
yeah.
there.
It's like all dusted over. It's in yeah. a close. It's in a boarded up place. You just open it up.
Get out of here! How upset I was.
It was one over. I swear I put it in this one.
My favorite bra and underwear were in there, and they were gone. And I love those underwear.
Are they expensive?
They're not cheap, especially bras.
I've heard bras are pricey.
Really expensive. Yeah. Really expensive.
Interesting.
So, I wasn't too thrilled about that, but, underwear. Yeah, we don't, that holes doesn't happen very often. We usually also have a lot of underwear.
Yeah.
So, we don't wear, like, the same five pair over and over again.
Do you have, women tend to have more, like, bottoms than tops? Because I feel like that's, like, you have two underwears you have to worry about. Guys, we just have one.
True. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, women do love to match their underwear.
Right. So, like, do you always have to make sure you have a matching pair of tops to
I
go with your bottoms?
I prefer that. I prefer to have it matching. And I think it's a mental...
What is, other than maybe potentially getting lucky with someone, what is the purpose of matching underneath your undergarments?
It makes you feel pretty.
Hmm. Okay.
It really does.
Okay.
And coordinated or something. And don't get me wrong, there are times, plenty of times, where we don't match, especially if we're running errands or we're in our joggers or something like that.
If you ever have to leave the house quickly, how much time are you going to put? Like, are you going to try and find the matching bra or are you going to just grab one and
just
run?
Just go. Just unless you're going out to an event or something. Then you have to make the time.
And is there any difference? Because I know there are. It is for guys.
You sure do have a lot of questions.
Honestly, this is weird, how many questions you're asking about Mel's underwear.
This is why Kyle and I do that segment, Ask a Woman, whenever you are out. Because we always pelter you with questions. And if I asked my wife more than three of these questions, she would have been like, why are you asking me these questions?
I'm surprised I didn't jump in. It was getting kind of weird.
All right. It's not about you specifically. This is how I learn. Okay. About females' undergarments without being weird. Or am I being weird?
A little.
You're asking a little too many questions.
Okay. Then I'll end with this one until I have like 10 more follow-ups. With the hooking and unhooking of the brassiere.
This is getting weird again.
For guys, the back hook is always like incredibly difficult. For girls, is it harder to have a back hook than a front hook?
Maybe just a little bit. We get used to it.
Are there hookless bras?
Well, yeah.
There are?
Yeah, there's some.
Like, not sports bras, though.
They're like, kind of like, there's a lot of variations when it comes to bras.
I am riveted right now. And
You have never asked me this many questions.
Well, it's because what would you know about women's underwear?
Why is the only thing you're inquisitive about women's underwear?
We started talking about underwear, and I realized that I don't know a lot about women's underwear.
My statement was, in our whole general friendship, my time on the show, nearly 2 years, you have never
asked this many questions
about anything.
No, the Bears.
Don't worry, Kyle. He's never asked me anything like this many questions either. And this isn't about me. It's just about underwear.
No. That's why we're making fun of you. You have never been more inquisitive
about women's underwear than I have about her just daily life.
You don't know anything about us, but now you know everything about Mel's underwear.
We know. We have conversations in the morning where I ask you questions all the time.
Not this many questions in a row.
Well, not that. Well, it's because we have songs and we have breaks we have to get to.
Your questions are more like, do you need to go get your coffee?
Yeah, what
or, is it? Okay. How's Porter? Mind if I gotta go to the bathroom?
How's right. Porter?
Okay, so I'm a terrible coworker and friend until it comes up to the topic of women's underwear.
It's getting a little, like, you're like, okay, one more question.
Until I have 10 more.
Until I have 10 more. But I'm going to start the question about the hooks on the bra, but then I'm going to kind of keep asking questions about the hooks on the bra. It's getting a little weird.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. So we, okay, duly noted, it's weird. Let's finish.
You want to, weirdo?
Yes.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
What the... Kyle's just pushing his mic away.
This is the weirdest podcast we've done in
a while. It's not. We have done much weirder podcasts.
We've done weirder podcasts with the intention of being a little weird.
This one's weird without
this one's weird because you are very invested in women's underwear. Hypothetically speaking, where were you when Mel was in college?
Mel, were they striped? Because I've got them right here. Been waiting to give these to you.
That would be the ultimate reveal.
Wouldn't that be the best reveal ever in a podcast history? Mel lost her underwear in college.
I'd have a heart attack.
And I somehow obtained them.
You're like a magician. Like when Haley and I, we went to a magic, we went to a distillery by our place, Koval, and they do like a magic show, I guess, once a year. It's hard to get tickets, and we got to go. And very small room. So everybody gets involved in some way. At one point, they took Haley's ring and three other rings, and they linked them all together.
Mm.
And then they somehow separated them. Witchcraft. Took my wedding ring, put it in a walnut.
That's crazy.
I was like, the whole time, I was like, I bet I know. And then the whole time, I was like, because, there was a little, tiny little opening on the walnut, but you couldn't open it. I had to physically crack the walnut with a...
With a cracker?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What if you cracked your wedding ring?
I thought, too. And then, like, someone in the crowd kept being like, you're a plant, dude. You're a plant.
Oh, are you a plant?
I was not a plant.
Were you a plant, Kyle?
But then
be honest.
I swear to God, I was not a plant.
But be honest.
Okay, if you'd be honest about where you were when Mel was in college. You're a plant.
I want my underwear back.
No, but then that guy was involved, and then I kept calling him a plant.
Oh, he's a plant.
We were in a plant off for a little bit.
Oh, you were in an old-fashioned plant off.
But that's why I'm bringing this up, because the reveal is always in the magic show, like, is this your thing?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is just weird how you're doing it. So, if you studied magic for years just to reveal Mel's underwear in a podcast episode, wouldn't that be incredible? I'd quit my job right now because there would be nothing better than that.
You guys found the one topic that could get me off of women's underwear.
If you would have paused in an awkward situation there, it would have been weird.
If I paused, sentence still would have made sense. Guys, I love magic, okay? I love magic. And talk about hard to get magic tickets. There's this place in Los Angeles called the Magic Castle, okay? And it's invite only.
Sounds like they sell women's underwear there.
The Magic Castle. And let me tell you, they have brassieres that hook in the front, brassieres that hook in the back. They've got anything you want.
Calm down there, Regis.
How can you like magic so much when you don't believe in other things like
psychics? I don't believe in magic. I just love it. I just love it. I think I could watch David Blaine doing street tricks in Harrison Ford's kitchen all day.
Those are pretty cool.
Like I don't know what it is, but I love even just like the simplest card trick.
That's what you look like today.
What?
You look like a street magician.
Okay. I'm wearing a beanie and a very loose fitted hoodie, like a lightweight hoodie. And Kyle's just been coming up with things all day today as to what I look like, from anywhere from youth pastor to a poet. Was there anything else?
It was not poet. It was you are going to your art exhibit at the high school later.
Oh, that's right. I got an art exhibit opening up. You guys should come check it out. Tickets are only $5.
Yeah.
You can check them out on my Patreon.
It looks like you're going to come to my house later to watch some TV, but tell me how awesome Burning Man is, and that we should check it out next year.
I feel like I look like I'm a snowboarder, but it's off season.
We're posting this photo on at US99 Mornings on Instagram, so okay. Go give it. And then you can also
just
comment
out of context.
Yeah, just like, what do you think Austin looks like? I think all of these like kind of add up.
All right. Yeah. No, that's fun. That's awesome. That's great. I never was able to land an invite to the Magic Castle when I lived down in Southern California.
How do you get an invite?
I don't know, but I had friends that got invited. And I think my parents have been there too, because it's been around for decades. So when I was born in Southern California, my parents lived out there for 11 years. And I think they went once.
It's a brilliant concept. I've never heard of it, but that could go over well here in Chicago.
Right?
There are these like speakeasy magic places in Andersonville.
That's kind of like what it is. It's got a speakeasy type feel, or at least for what I've been told. Mm-hmm. And then they bring in these like high level elite magicians. And if you're a magician, you want to play the Magic Castle at some, like, you know, like a comedian will want to play a very famous like Zanies or, you know, improv or something.
If it's an invite only, do you have to still pay, or is it because you were invited?
I think you do, because I think it's like dinner and a show or something. I think you pay for obviously like the dinner, and I think you probably do have to pay for a ticket to get in. I would imagine.
Okay.
But I'm just all about it. Greatest magic trick I've ever seen, ever in my entire life, which I did. I got to see David Copperfield. We had tickets to the David Copperfield show. My dad ran into someone he worked with in the lobby, and the guy was like, hey, where are you sitting? Oh, let me get you upgraded. He upgraded us to the front row.
What?
To the point where David Copperfield's bunny peed on my dad. It was hilarious. I was a young kid at the time. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I was like, if we never would have gotten upgraded, Dad, you never would have gotten peed on.
Side note, my dad got peed on by a lion. Okay, go ahead.
What the hell is this episode? This episode.
Sorry, I just had to throw that
is
in.
The weirdest
this, episode. No, this episode is the quintessential show after the show podcast where we just jump from topic to topic. But
my dad was at the zoo in Michigan City. But anyway, go
David
ahead.
Copperfield making the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Yeah, cool.
Why are we not still talking about that as a society?
I don't know.
Like, where did it go?
I don't
right?
know.
He made the Statue of Liberty disappear, you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty
we
crazy.
All watched it. You can go on YouTube right now and watch it. I watched it a million times since it aired originally. Where did David Copperfield make the Statue of Liberty go?
If you were to now Google it, since it's been so long, do you think the secret would be out that we could Google it and find out how he did it?
That's a great question. You know, you remember when there's that show on Fox called like how like magician secrets revealed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And magicians
were
so pissed.
They were mad.
The magician's
that's their
brigade.
Livelihood.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between magicians, or do you consider it a difference between magicians and illusionists?
Ooh,
because David
question.
Blaine, I think, considers himself an
illusionist. Right, because he does stuff like where he'll freeze himself in a block of ice.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily magic. That's just like he's doing an illusion.
I think magic, I think like a magic wand. Bink, rabbit pops out of a hat.
Yeah. That's
more like magic-y, right?
Yeah, I would say that's magic.
Okay.
Yeah. You nailed it, Mel.
I want to say like something appears like, or I pick like, out your card.
I was like, you know what I define magic as? A magician doing a magic trick. What about you guys?
No, but I mean, it's like they do tricks that I'm like, what differentiates a magician from an illusionist?
It's like a guy on stage pulls someone up to the crowd.
Yeah.
They pick out a card. Then they put the card back.
Right.
Little shuffle action. Pick out the right card. Magic.
You know, a guy with scissors. Guy with scissors trimming your hair. I refer to him as a barber. You know, that's what I consider to be a barber.
Not a magician?
No.
Guy who goes to the gym, lifts weights, enters competition, weightlifter.
Yeah, yeah. you know how, like, there's movies? And, like, the people that make the movies, there's a guy that yells, action and cut. I refer to that guy as a director.
Call me crazy. I'm a little outside of the box a little bit on that one.
All right. What about those women? They put on roller skates and they go around a circle. A roller derby?
You're describing an event.
That's the most random event. All right, next week on the Show After the Show podcast, we're going to get into roller derby talk.
Oh, my God. Mel, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.